we're going to start our post-match press conference here with Atletico Ottawa coach Carlos Gonzalez. We're going to start with questions in the room and then go to any on Zoom. Questions in the room. Go ahead, Jacob.
Today is not your actual what you wanted to win, but today you've been blowing out with York United 4-1. What was your thoughts on coming in to this match?
Well, it's true that we didn't have the result that we were looking for, absolutely. But it was a match with many matches inside of it, you know. I think that we started really well. The team was doing the things that we planned. After the goal, we started to drop and we let them dominate. We conceded too many set pieces, too many corners. And then in the second half, in a bad situation, unfortunate situation, with a rebound, I think, they scored the second goal, and this was like, psychologically, was an impact to the team, you know. After that, you know, we've tried to chase the game again, and we've had situations with crossbar, with the post, probably with a little bit more of luck, the result would be completely different. But, you know, I have to see the game again calmly, because taking conclusions only in the result, I think it would be a bit unfair.
Next, email, Thomas.
Carlos, felt as though kind of after your first goal that maybe there was a lot of letting York attack and not necessarily being able to get on the front foot yourselves. I'm just wondering kind of what you saw from that.
Well, more than letting them attack, it was that we weren't capable to maintain the possession, the ball. I think in those minutes, the last 25 minutes of the first half, we recovered and lost easily, you know, and we didn't find the ways to keep the pressure and to be under control of the ball. So I think it was more about that, the lack of capacity in certain moments to find the far side, the free men where they were. And this made that them, they had the ball more than what we wanted.
A couple of unfortunate results in a row for you guys, and obviously now York is 2 points away. How important is it to regroup quickly, come up?
Yeah, we've already started, you know. We went together into the locker room and we said that now is a moment that we knew that could happen during a long season, you know, a moment that is a tough moment. And in these moments is where we have to be more together, more calm and relaxed, because at the end of the day, we are in a privileged situation. We are still on top of the table. We are 2 points from York. We acknowledge that we have to improve a lot of things, but we have time to do it, and as I say, in a privileged position.
Go ahead, Robin.
Well, last year you were here on October the 1st, mm-hmm. and it was a battle between the fifth and the sixth place teams. And our guy, Kevin Santos, scored, who's now playing for your team. But what is the difference between the battle for fifth and sixth last year, whereas you two tonight were first and second? Is it like player recruitment, or what's so different that you're so much better this year?
Well, I think, the level of the players, you know, not only in our side, also in York's side. At the end of the day, I think that they've also recruited well, we've recruited well, and that's why both of us are in a privileged situation now on top of the table. So I think that that's the main difference, even though I think that today, although it was a meaningful game, it's not a game that is going to make the difference on the end of the league, you know, because we're still in mid-season and still a lot of games to play, and it has been an important game for us and for them, but still I think that we are, as we say, in a privileged position and we have a lot of things to do.
Anyone else? No? Anyone on Zoom?
Hi, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
What do you think was a few of the bright spots for the team for this game?
Well, I think that there are many. You know, as I said, I have to go back home, analyze the game cold-minded, because I don't think after a loss in which you concede three goals in the second half, I don't think that we should take many, many conclusions. You know, I think that it's a moment to step back, to see the big picture of what went today, to see the big picture that what's going on in the last few weeks, and from there start to rebuild the team. You know, at the end of the day, as I say, every time you have this type of defeat, it's a moment to react, and as we say, we are in a privileged position to react.
And also, how important is getting a good result the next game after this fairly poor result?
Well, very important, you know, very important. 3 points, regain confidence, I think it's important, you know. At the end of the day, this is what we're going to fight for, you know, to work hard on this week, to do things well, and to make the team be together as soon as possible, and acknowledge that we have things to improve, but also acknowledge that, as we say, we are in a privileged position.
Thank you.
Okay.
Alex.
Thank you, Falcon.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Yeah, thank you.
Up next, we are going to have Atletico Ottawa goalkeeper Nathan Ingham. Yep. All good. Joining us, Nate.
No problem.
We'll open it up to questions in the room first. Thomas?
You know, obviously, unfortunate result for you guys today. I think, you know, maybe you'd like to have a couple of those moments back. Maybe can you just walk me through maybe what's on Kuro's goal, the second goal? It just seemed like the fans kind of got away from you.
Yeah, that's this is the life of a goalkeeper. You guys get a good first-hand view of it. You know, shot from distance, had a read on it, moved my feet. Got my hands under it. Everything in pre-match, everything was kind of skipping low, and just bounced up. Yeah, and not sure why. I haven't seen it back. Before I've seen it back, I've taken 1,000 shots. I don't think I would change anything. My positioning was good. My footwork was good. Maybe my hands were a little low. They could have been more neutral, but. Yeah, it seems like a really weird bounce and different surfaces we play on. This is life, and I really wish I had it back. And I feel for the team because that moment cost us the game, in my opinion. And it's something I pride myself on, is to make very few mistakes. And today was one of those. So.
Anyone else in the room?
My man.
Okay, so we were here October the 1st last year, and so that game. You're the sixth place team, past you guys, the fifth place team, mm-hmm. and Kevin Santos scored that only goal at 80 something minutes. Your problem last year was giving up goals at very, very end. But this year, I'm wondering. So now you have Kevin Santos, so he's out of the mm-hmm. question. He's on your team, but why are you guys so much better? Maybe not tonight, but it's the first and the second place team playing instead of the fifth and the sixth place team playing.
Yeah. I mean, we did a lot of work in the off season. We put together a great locker room of players. You know, a lot of older, experienced guys that have proven themselves within this league and in other countries. And we worked hard this off season. We worked hard this preseason, and we've been able to stack up points early. And, you know, I can't speak for York. Obviously, they made a coaching change recently that seemed to really spark them. They also changed ownership midway through last year. And then they've obviously made steps in the right direction. So, I mean, the league's tight. Right now we're 1-2, but things change. And, I think it's just I think the formula for both teams is different of why we're at the top of the table. But for us, I can speak too. I think it's just we have a really great locker room of players, and we've been working really hard, and you know, and that's the staff, you know, putting us through what they needed to in preseason to get us ready.
Anyone else in the room? Ian, do you have any questions on film?
Yeah, I do. This is the second game that the team has given up a goal off of a corner. Do you think that either you or the team needs to change how they defend corners?
Yeah, it's a fair question. We made adjustments to how we defended corners today. Thought we were doing a pretty good job, and then this one was a short one, and I think we were just a bit slow to step out. Yeah, it's something. These moments, set pieces can change games, especially against teams that are at a lower level. I can speak to the Valor game. I think giving up a set piece to a team that, you know, would really struggle to break us down is a major mistake. Same thing today. It's just giving up a set piece goal to a team that's chasing the game. We're up one goal. It's 5 minutes to halftime. You know, it's hard to score on set pieces if you defend them properly. So obviously. I don't know if it's a lack of focus. I don't know if I think we're set up well for it. And I think we just got to be a bit more lethal in both boxes. And we were not that today, that is for sure.
Okay. And after a fairly poor result from this game, how important is it to get a good result at home for the next game?
Yeah, super important. This is what they don't talk about in professional football, is every game is end all be all. Every game is super important to win. You know, people were calling this a must win for us, and we were 5 points clear in first. You know, this is every game. The better you do, the less pressure you have tomorrow. And the dirty little secret is when you get to tomorrow, there's the same amount of pressure until the season's over. And we have to treat every training session like that. We have to treat every game like that. And we can't afford mistakes. We have a lot of teams that are really eager to chase us down and beat us. And we must be our best selves every day we step out.
Wonderful.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks, Ian.
Thank you very much, Nate, for your time.
Thanks, guys.